Hello? Okay.
Hello?
I was just seeing if it was working.
Hello?
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Degrassi's newest students of Degrassi themed podcast. We are here, as always, with me, Jasmine, and I'm joined by
Liz,
Emily,
and we have a special guest.
Hey, everyone.
What's your name?
I'm Jack.
Okay. True. And we ask every guest this: how much do you know about Degrassi?
I know a smidgen of Degrassi because of you, and because of also my roommate. Best friend listens to it or watches it and also has just referenced it a lot. I wasn't allowed to watch it as a kid. I remember seeing like commercials for it. What channel was it on?
Teen Nick.
Yeah, it was on Teen Nick. I would see commercials for it.
My mom also wouldn't let me
watch it. I wasn't allowed to watch it. So in my mind, Degrassi was very like, it seemed like really dramatic and like scary. I remember there was a trailer where someone had a gun. I don't know when that comes in. But I was like, damn, like, this is for teenagers, but...
There are multiple guns, I would say. No, I remember my stepsister was allowed to watch it, but I wasn't, because my stepsister, because her mom, like, let her watch it, and so my dad was like, I can't do anything. And I was like, but I want to watch it, so that's tea. But today, we watched season 1, episode 13 and 14, Cabaret and Under Pressure. So we're gonna start with the first episode, Cabaret, and the description is: Ashley writes a song she plans to perform with Terry at the Degrassi lunchtime cabaret, but when Terry adds Paige, she grows annoyed when Paige takes control. Terry attempts to use her recent project on tarot card readings to convince Ashley to go with Paige's ideas, but Ashley refuses, upsetting Terry and Paige. Meanwhile, Emma performs an interpretive dance to advocate anti-poaching, and when Sean refuses to join, Toby steps up.
He does step up.
He stepped up.
And he stepped in.
So true.
He stepped up too.
And Manny also stepped. Well, we'll get to that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get there.
All right.
So the very first shot, I was like, okay, Terry's on her pagan shit. Like, she's looking up, I don't know, like, Ouija board
facts. Well, they opened it with, do you want to hear a protection chant? And then she started singing, like, the other girl.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, this is a lot going on.
I saw the title of the episode was Cabaret, and I wasn't expecting it to also be the episode with tarot.
No.
But, I was like... She's into spirits. She's just like me. honestly, I really like Terry right off the bat. I was like, I could relate to her. She didn't talk about astrology, but I'm just dying to know what her sign is. I think she's a Cancer.
I can look it up. Speak to the oracles, too.
Yeah.
Is it canon?
Oh, Jasmine's looking it up.
I'm looking up. Jasmine, you guys can keep talking, and I'm looking up the character signs.
So, yeah, Terry's on her pagan shit, and we're all loving it, and then it pans over to Ashley, who's, like, practicing for the cabaret, and I thought, you know what's worse than attending a middle school talent show? Watching a scripted middle school talent show.
Yeah.
It was worse that it was planned to be that way.
It was not good.
It was worse that they tried to make it that way.
I've seen some pretty rough talent shows at middle schools and high schools. I think this one was above and beyond what I've seen.
What is the worst?
You have a low expectation.
High school talent show experience.
Yeah, well, what happened?
Give us the low lights.
At my high school, there was always this one guy doing magic, and he was amazing. And I remember I went on stage one time to like pull a card, and he killed it. It was fab. But then I remember vividly there were these three girls.
Red flag already.
Yeah, red flag, and they sang that one song.
I was gonna say
and it was like
I'm not so good.
And then so that was rough. But then there
Christina,
was
the chokehold Christina Perry has on every middle school talent show.
That song in the I am a lost boy.
That is so true.
God.
But then my friends would like, I don't know. I remember my friends did like Defying Gravity, which is like
that's a slur.
Oh,
that's a slur.
Well, this one, it felt like, you know, when you like kids like get a camcorder and they make like home movies or whatever.
Yeah.
It felt like that, but they were too old for that.
Yeah, so like at least Terry and Ashley or Terry and Paige had like matching costumes.
Yeah, but they're dancing.
This is saying that Degrassi, that Terry is a Cancer.
What am I? Because she, Girl, because, well, first of all, this is on Reddit, so whoever wrote this probably has the same train of thought as me, but cancers are seen as, like, this is biased, because I'm a cancer, but cancers are, like, intuitive, and another reason I relate to her is because she, like, plays both sides with, like, Paige and Ashley, like, she can't tell either of them yes or no directly, like, she's so influenced that she's just, like, stuck in the middle.
Yeah. So, that's true.
I'd really be interested to see more about Terry's home life.
Yeah, if you wanted to know.
If they go into that.
Her mom is dead. And her dad
is gay.
No, not
her dad. Ashley's dad is gay.
Ashley is a Capricorn and
Paige
is a Scorpio.
That makes so much sense. Okay. So then Paige comes in, and right off the bat, I'm like, I thought Paige was gonna be like the bitchy popular girl, but she doesn't really seem like it.
She kind of is, but like but she's also friends with everyone.
Yeah, everyone's friends in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
sometimes.
Well, so I was like, oh, like...
Like, no one would ever say, like, you can't hang out with us because you have this reason. Or, like, because you're not cool enough. Like,
they're Canadian.
Right, because they're all... That's true. That's very
like,
Canadian.
They don't have enough characters of the same type to have a clique.
They're all, like, so
different. No, there are so many characters, but they're all so different that they, like... Like, it's not like Mean Girls, where there's so much of one stereotype.
When you said...
Oh, I also wrote down lip gloss.
True.
All of their makeup that episode was really like, good. Serving. Like, I don't know
you
who
just
they
don't
hired.
See that anymore.
It was mainly really this not. Episode, too.
I also wrote down actual high schoolers.
Giving Euphoria!
Yeah, it's nice.
Like, I'm like, oh, like, these are actual children. Like, not...
Yeah, they all play the ages, like, that they are in the show. And, like, even, like, in the later seasons, they're all still the ages they're supposed to be playing.
It's like Harry Potter.
Yes. And then, like, didn't you say that they also pick out their own costumes?
Yeah. Like, really? Uh-huh. Like, I know in one girl in season 10, like, she designed her own, like, costumes.
That's so like, sick.
Was season 10 still the same cast?
Like
by season 10, everyone's gone. By season 9 is the last season with everyone, unfortunately.
This is wild.
If you hate a character, so they might be in 9. Well, some of them leave, but some of them stay. Anyway.
Emily, when you said so that, episode. Like, it was like when they were going around with a camcorder. Was that like your little talent as a child? Like, is that... Like,
no.
You weren't a
I was an only child, so I didn't have anyone to do that with.
Like, I had one of those. Everyone had those. Yeah,
like the little cameras. USB that popped out. I remember filming a vlog of me like making my lunch, and I was like, you put the Lunchable in your lunchbox.
I guess that I did make a vlog. Like, I went to California with my mom, and I do have a vlog from that. And I was so peak fedora phase.
Oh, yeah!
You were on the boat, and you're like,
Dylan, where are we doing? No, that was that was when I was younger. That was my mom.
Was
what? I'm surprised. I'll remember that. I can't find it. Do you have it? I don't know where it is. It's probably on my mom's Facebook page. No, I had a fedora on then, too.
Am I from what age to what age did you wear
fedora? Most of my life.
Oh, no. Bring it back, honestly.
Until like, from, like, 8 to, like, 14, I guess.
That was also roughly the 7 length of time 14, I wore a side
like middle
braid.
School.
And no one knew your guy?
Nope.
They said, not even you.
I have a friend who, in high school, wore like a captain's hat, and everyone called her the captain.
Is she single?
Yes, actually. Are you single?
Jason, log out now.
I just need to know for the astrology girls in the chat.
I'm not sure. Last time I checked, she was hooking up with a guy.
Astrology girls back out.
We lost
Sorry. I think she is like bi though. So
okay,
and bring it back, astrology girls. Come on back.
Everyone, astrology non-binaries.
Astrology. People.
LGBTs.
Legibidiquas.
Yeah, that's the only people listening to this.
So,
back to the show.
Yeah, the song.
Not sad. Not sad.
It sucked,
It was
when it picked up the pace. I was kind of like, yeah. If someone like wrote this and performed it though at a talent show, I'd be like, yeah, that's good. But it's not good to be like.
Terry was like, she put a lot of thought into this.
I
was
like, what were the lyrics like? I want to be free.
I want to be free. I won't change. I don't know. I mean, that's like most pop songs, but
true. So Terry and Paige go to the coolest of all cool people,
Mr. Simpson.
Their teacher,
the principal, the teacher.
Yeah, they're like the computer digital teacher. Media yeah. teacher. Or whatever, and they're like, Mr. Simpson, you've got to help us out. This tune is rank.
If they can didn't know he was in a band.
Can you teach us how to use a synthesizer?
And he's like, I was in a band. Gotcha. What was it, the zit?
The zit remedy.
Zit remedy.
Be on the lookout. Oh, yeah. Reference that shit continuously.
If someone finds a zit remedy, let me know.
Wait, do you remember Joey from... Did they have a rival
band called, like, Neutrogena or something?
Oh, my God.
Do you remember Joey from the first episode? The one whose wife also died?
Yes, yes. Why are you pointing at me?
I was pointing at you before. but he was also in the band.
Oh.
The other guy, that guy is in jail.
okay.
So, yeah, Mr. Simpson...
is inventing EDM on the spot.
Hyper pop queen.
Yeah, he's busting it down...
Charlie XCX is typing.
Yeah.
Wait, when was this? When did this air?
I need to know. 2001. I can look up the exact day. Oh, no. It was in Canada, it was February 7th, 2002.
Oh.
And in the US, it was June.
That was the day after my brother was born.
This is very good, important to know that this is a post 9/11 episode.
God damn
it. You brought it up, so I didn't have to.
Now let's finish your drink.
So.
Yes, and so, like, while Ashley is working on her little piano ballad and Paige and Terry are trying to reinvent the wheel of music as we speak, Terry is also doing her pagan shit, so she is reading everybody's tarot at lunch, and she reads Manny's tarot, and she gets...
Fool reversed.
Okay, the Fool reversed, which means that she was gonna have a twist of fate. Twist being the operative word, because at the end of the day, she fell down the fucking stairs and twisted her
ankle. And then, okay, wait, in the middle of that sequence, they had a close-up insert shot of her foot.
Emily's filming.
And it was so awkward, because they were filming from the wrong way, like, they broke the 180-degree line.
How did they break her foot?
She fell.
What do you mean?
But, like, she didn't really fall.
Well,
but
they did a close-up, so she could have been, like, actually just standing and just,
okay,
like,
well, it looked like her fucking leg was, like, broken.
And then she's on crutches the rest of the episode, but she's not wearing a shoe on that foot, and I don't understand that.
But you know, she made it work and used her crutch as a prop for Emma's politically charged PETA moment.
Yeah.
So I wrote Emma, I really liked. I said PETA queen nurse ? Because she's like, I think it's twisted. We're gonna have to go to a doctor.
Yeah, like it's swelling already.
Yeah,
like,
and then
you know she took a first aid class.
See that?
Emma would absolutely like be the girl who carries like has a fanny pack with like Narcan and Band-Aids and like
she'd also be the person to shame you for eating meat. She'd
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if she's vegetarian.
Yes, actually.
Okay.
Yes, and, she
but she doesn't have the gay parents. That's Ashley.
No.
Yeah.
I thought Ashley was like Christian.
She does.
But she's
Christian.
Mad at her, she's dad, mad at her for dad for being gay.
Oh.
Because like her parents got divorced and it was like a whole thing and okay. She was like, left us to, I don't know, go be gay in Europe. Like,
well, I mean, I'd love to see more about the parents' divorce. I think...
Jack's a backstory queen.
I am. I'm also like, do the adults get stories?
No.
Yep.
In the first series?
Yes, and then no, and then they come back, and then they just drop them.
Okay.
Because they're like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
There's just so many stories to keep track of. Mm-hmm.
They really do it all.
Lost.
But yeah, I like Jerry's presentation. The Ouija board, now I have...
Oh, they were doing it wrong.
You're not supposed to do it alone.
Like, two people
Ouija
on it?
Board.
Yeah.
We have
and then don't
Ouija
you have to
board?
Open... You gotta open and close it. They just close it after asking.
Can you burn a Ouija board?
You're not supposed to burn a Ouija board. You're also not supposed to throw tarot cards in the trash can in the bathroom.
Which Terry did.
Okay,
which
wait.
Terry
also, did. They were like...
Terry
when
cards.
She, like, lied about what
they They should have sold those. That would.
I know.
With,
that
like, Degrassi
so
characters.
Good.
Just, like, JT is the fool.
That's homophobic.
Wait, I want to Google
okay,
if that
low-key,
exists.
Low-key, actually, can we start a Degrassi Etsy
but,
shop?
No, but Ouija boards, I'm against Ouija boards just because, like...
Okay, tell me what is that.
Okay, so Ouija board has, like... Has the alphabet, mm-hmm. It has yes, no,
mm-hmm.
It has, like, day and night, mm-hmm. It has, has the elements on it usually.
Like, what are the roots?
I have to stop this. The switch you got pushed my
screen. Oh my god, wait. I just
it's the
that.
Wrong episode, but quite literally, I can't. If anyone wants to get me a graduation gift, go on Etsy and look up Emma Nelson Degrassi, the Next Generation mug. You'll know what I'm talking about. Okay.
That's so awkward.
Girl, do you know the shot glasses Deidre gave me?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to put them in the dishwasher. And she told me, to be fair, I was drunk when she told me, and I put them in the dishwasher, and now they don't say Degrassi's newest Aww. Students. They have like random letters on them. Anyway.
They're abstract.
As oops.
Yeah, it's like duh.
But
it's like duh.
Anyway, continue.
So, a Ouija board.
I don't know the origins of the Ouija board, but I don't
film about it.
As a sort of divination practice, I feel like it's stupid. Just because like I used to do it with my friends and kind of figured out later that it was just one person just moving it. Like I just knew it was them. We're back.
This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you're like me and want to impulsively start a podcast, Anchor is right for you. Anchor has all the things that you need to make a podcast right in one place. It has tools to allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor also has the best distributing platform for distributing your podcast to places like Spotify, Apple Music, and more. And best of all, Anchor is completely free. So, if you want to download Anchor, download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I hope you enjoyed the message from our sponsor.
I could put the message from the sponsor there.
But what were we talking
Today's
about?
This episode is sponsored by
Anchor.
Okay, so they're at the talent show. And they do their little interpretive dance.
And Toby volunteered so valiantly to help out Emma.
What's his face?
Sean.
Yeah, Sean.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's laughing at them, and Sean stands up and
he
goes,
stands up.
He goes, shut up! Let them dance!
That reminds me of one time when I was in elementary school. This kid got really mad at these two girls that were talking during a test, and he got up and he flipped their desk.
Wait, are we talking about anger management?
Oh my god!
It's the same guy that wrote a porn about me. I got him expelled.
Also the worst person I know, this girl, they were taking the OAA, classic OAA. And she was
the OAT.
Yes.
Ohio girls, OAAs.
And then she was writing and he kept talking and she turned around and she said shh, and he was like, say shh one more time. She said shh. And then she turned around and he cut her ponytail off. I don't even know where he got scissors from. Like, we're taking the... They wouldn't let you even, like, have, like, water. Like, where did you get the scissors from? But...
Damn.
So... Shout out to him.
Before the talent show, though, Ashley casually slut-shamed Paige.
True.
Which makes a lot of sense now. I know that she's homophobic towards her own father. and wears turtlenecks that function as foreskin for her face.
Stop.
Yes. Name they were coming up with, the sex whatever?
Paige, Michael Tuck, and the sex kittens.
Which she had to show.
She's the only sex kitten. Like
Paige, true.
Yeah.
Don't eat dysentery like that.
That's true. Terry's hot. Ashley's not. I'm sorry.
Terry
eats.
Terry does eat.
Terry's presentation, she looks so good with her outfit. I was like,
sunglasses, the lip gloss.
There's so much drip in this show.
When you speak. Yes. Very nice. She's so talented.
Also Ashley like gave Paige a CD
of her own self.
And I'm like, how did she do that? I guess it was 2002, so like
that's how you
I guess that's just what you did, but also like that's just so crazy to me.
Yeah, but then she straight up calls Paige a prostitute. So.
True.
Anyway, this whole episode was weird.
Yeah, Liberty. So then they go to they do the talent show, and Liberty's giving gender in her tux with her top hat.
Yes,
yeah,
Liberty's
Rob,
outfits.
I did not get enough Liberty screen time.
Yeah, this was not a very Liberty centric episode. But then Sean said dance rights. He was like, shut up, load of dance. And dance they did.
Wait, were they first or were Paige and?
They were first. And
then Paige and
Taylor. I liked it. I wrote Lord Emma's Paige. Dance was a slay. I knew girls like her.
Do interpretive dancing. Yeah, I did too.
Well,
like,
I was confused because I was like, oh, wait, he's the hunter, or, like, he's the... I was, like, confused at the storyline, but then it made sense with the gun. Yeah. It was weird. Why'd they butt heads on stage?
It was like, Toby kept messing up the interpretive dance.
Oh.
And, like, the
pants. See, I thought that was part of it, and I was like, this is weird.
I think they were supposed to do a little, like,
side.
Yeah.
And I wrote, Toby's into Emma.
Tobes is so into Emma. He's got it bad, and Emma is a simp.
Oh, I also wrote,
Wait till the next episode, girl.
Oh, JT, being friends with nerds is tea. Because I feel like when I was in 8th grade, all my friends were Tobies. Like,
Have you seen a picture of Jack? He was also a Toby.
I was a Toby. Well, but I was also gay, so I was both. I'm every
JT
Toby.
Is not gay.
He's not?
I don't know how to tell you this, bro. That's why I was laughing so hard.
No, there's no gay one.
There's no gay one yet. Next season.
He literally was like, oh, you embrace your feminine side.
Yeah, it was a joke. Yeah, they were trying to be homophobic. Girl, you missed it. Did you not listen to Alex's episode?
I think I've seen clips from that. Isn't there like a Twitter reaction meme of him from that?
Yes.
And he's like,
yeah.
Hey, Liberty girlfriend.
Hey, Liberty girlfriend.
So that was a gag. all right, moving on.
Okay, so they get done with the talent show. Wait, backing up. She pulled the card out and read the card wrong, right? Like, she lied about it.
Yeah, okay, so
well,
they were like, you're gonna get bad karma for reading the cards wrong. And then nothing happened.
Not
like,
yet.
Why did they say that?
Did she get bad karma from that specific event?
I don't think from that specific event, but something does happen to Terry that is arguably horrible.
Oh. Well, is it
worse than the first episode having Emma like in a
yes?
Really? Wait, what?
Did you okay? The very first episode.
It opens.
Oh, I'm like, okay. No, because I think is she's like walking home, right?
No.
Oh.
She meets him at the.
I think I'm mixing this up with. What's it? American Teenager? What
Girl.
Oh, this
not
is
Secret
Life. That was on.
We'll start an alternative podcast about that show.
But that's so. Emma does not deserve that. Also, Emma does not deserve Sean, but that's for next episode.
Are we ready to go to next episode?
So the episode ends Liberty. Not Liberty. I wish Liberty. With Terry and Paige and Ashley agreeing to get back together as a girl group, and then instead of being like the Paige last name sex kittens, they're like, no, it's an abbreviation, PMS. And then Terry,
Ashley's like, ew.
Ashley's like, that's disgusting, because she's secretly a Republican. And
no, she's not even sure about it.
That's true. She's getting like...
Yeah, there has to be a representation for every kid.
Also, like, I don't want to be mean, but Ashley's so fugly. Is that mean?
That's a person.
She's a child.
I guess that's true, but like I'm like, oh, you're gonna look like that and then be a bitch. Like, come on. Now.
They're dressing her like a Republican.
I thought they chose herself. Their own outfits. That's
I can make so... fun of her choices. I can't make fun of how she looks.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Oops.
And then so they all agree to be PMS as a girl group. I guess which is, like kind of a slay and a serve.
They just look. That's kind of ties into my them looking like actual high schoolers.
Well, they are. Yeah. They're in middle school
like
right
real
now.
People.
But
oh, okay.
Yeah,
they're in grade 8.
They're in grade. Yeah, they're about to be in high school next season.
Is it like a combined high school, middle school?
Yeah,
that's
but
how mine
okay,
was.
It is. But then, literally, once like the last grade leaves middle school, they never talk about the middle school again. Like literally ever.
Well, because like, why would you?
Well, yeah, but like, it's not like you see like little middle schoolers
running
walking
around
in the hallway.
That was
like,
literally
it's
my
literally
high school.
Like.
It was crazy.
They, like, forget. They
okay,
drop
I
that.
I can't imagine being 18 years old and then an 11-year-old walks by.
I went
well,
to a
no,
K-12
school
in kindergarten.
Our middle school was only 7th.
So there were, like, 18-year-olds and I was, like, 5. Well, no, I was, like, 4.
So I guess I was 12 when I was in...
Yeah, our middle school was 7th and 8th grade and our high school was...
Oh, my God.
Elementary was 1-6.
Yeah. I'm just still like a K-12. I've seen like, I went to a K-8 school. But, like, a K-12 being an 18-year-old person, like...
No, and
an actual adult like, applying to colleges, like driving yourself to school, and then like a little 5-year-old.
No, because my parents would teach at night, and like they would teach like the high schoolers. So I would like just sit there with like all the high schoolers, like we're doing like I don't know even know what they were doing, like after school help, and like I would always get pizza, and that's where
I
like
mean,
Papa John's.
That's
that shit happened at our high school.
Do
though,
pictures
I would feel
of
bad.
Just like
not me,
Jasmine, like a little you.
Literally, my high school was so boring and nothing interesting happened.
Our high school was like, okay, so there's two high schools in our district, and one of them was like really upper class, like rich, or like
people didn't have a lot of money at all. And our high school was all the middle class people. So the other high school, there were always parties.
Well, not the Hunger Games high school. High schools.
They said District 12, District 1, and you were all in the rest.
Our high school was like, everyone was doing drugs all the time. Like, my friend went, like, my best friend went to rehab because they, like, caught him with a bunch of stuff in his locker. Like, literally, like, so many drugs. We were the Anderson Redskins.
The gas!
I feel like the only thing I can remember happening was just stupid. This, like, someone, like, a girl and this guy were, like, sending nudes, and someone told the teacher, and then the girl got in trouble.
I'm
like,
people just get pregnant.
No, my friend had to transfer high schools because she was like, hey, the name is, our Anderson Redskin name is wrong. And, like, the parents went after her, and she, for her senior year, went to, like, another high school.
Goddamn.
Amy, I remember.
Which
her,
high school?
She was like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, my high school was, Cincinnati. Grew up in a pretty small city. So we had one high school, and it was, like, not that many people. And when people were new, there were people who, like, came to my high school and just, like, left. Because they were just, like, bullied out or, like, didn't make any friends. Just because, like,
no.
I don't know.
My mom wanted me to move high schools because I kept getting bullied. And I was like, I get to stay. But, okay.
I don't remember literally anything interesting about high school because, like, I was miserable the entire time. So all I remember is that I was miserable. I don't remember anything about anyone else. Everyone was like,
"Did anyone have a good time in high school?" I had a good time in high school.
Oh,
that's great.
Because I was just in like three things and just like, I mean, Elliot and I met.
My senior year, I had a great time.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a good senior year, but that's because I was recovering from illnesses, mental and all of sorts. Anyway. All
right. So the next the next episode's called Under Pressure. All right. And the description reads, with exams approaching at Degrassi, the last thing Sean wants... Winning! I'm trying to read! Okay.
Down. Good, girl. You're just so needy. You're going back and forth.
Okay. With exams approaching at Degrassi, the last thing Sean wants to do is repeat grade 7 for a second time. When he doesn't finish his media immersion exam on time, he's convinced he has failed. Stressed to a point, Sean releases his frustrations in a violent way. Meanwhile, Spinner attempts to get sick to avoid taking his English exam, ultimately gets help from an unlikely source.
I do remember that, like, the raw fear of being 12 years old and walking into middle school and being like, I have a test in every period today, and you would just go, like, back to back, like, that was a stress that I have not known since. I've known other stresses since, but, like, that was a kind of thing, that's like when babies cry because they've only experienced, like, 3 things in their life ever, like, they've only had 3 sensations, and light, darkness, and warmth, and then they're like, this darkness is a little different, like, having a bunch of tests, you're like,
middle school?
Yeah, you know, babies cry all the time. I know what you mean, but how did you even, like, come up with that?
True.
Like, I don't know, in the 7th grade, like, what did I have, like, what was so hard?
I would,
like,
play Minecraft and wear fedoras.
Jasmine, don't say anything. Right. What was so hard about my 7th grade life? Don't say anything.
Oh, so I said, I said, girl!
I know 7th grade.
I wrote down.
It was 6th grade, actually, so.
Sean, that's what I thought. Alcoholic mom.
Yeah,
Sean
is an alcoholic mom, and he lives with his brother, whose name is Tracker.
Tracker. Mm-hmm. Tracker Jacker. More Hunger Games. Sorry. Where
is Finnick?
Where is Finnick? And where's Joanna, first of all? And second of all, so Tracker and Sean are, like, in the house or in the garage or whatever. And Tracker says that Sean's mom is, quote, off the booze. And that he might...
Don't believe it.
He might have to move back in with her. Yeah, also, and he's like... Sean's like, you're not my social worker. And so, like, wouldn't the social worker decide?
Well, no, but he was back in with Sean. His brother was like, use the things you've learned to, like, not be so mad. Like, deep breathing or whatever. Yeah. He goes, you're not my social worker. You need a therapist. If you're learning this from your social worker... Like,
he absolutely does need a social worker.
Well, wouldn't a social worker also, like, kind of function as a therapist?
Yes.
Sometimes, but they have, like, ultimately different functions.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, he needs more than that.
A social worker's not a therapist. Winnie's like, I miss him.
Like, as a school psychologist, like, I would, like, help with mental health stuff, but, like, ultimately, like, I'm not, like, a therapist. So, like, a social worker, like...
A social worker kind of helps, like, where you're at and, like, connects you to resources and, like...
Make sure you're not, like...
Danger.
Sally's gonna fact check us because she's a social worker.
Jason's a social worker.
Oh my god.
So then So okay. Then I was like, not She's Sean making Emma wait outside.
Is she really?
Yeah, true. And also, I was like, "Girl, I know how this works. Like, Emma's the mother figure. Yep. He's big trouble. Like, true. He made a guy deaf in one ear. Like, yes. That's why I'm like, she needs to listen to Lana. Happened, though, when they
were talking girl, in the kitchen and studying, I didn't like the way that she was acting when she found out about his past. So I was like, people can grow and like work on things. But then he proved me wrong. So,
well, no, Emma's like, Tracker said you got into trouble once.
And then Lana was not like, making music in 2016.
I was like, Lana Del Rey was 16 when this came out.
Sean was like, people can have hard pasts and like.
Well, also he's like 13 right. with an alcoholic mother and he's living with his brother.
And
like,
he's older than everyone.
Right. Yeah, and he's older than everybody. Like the shame that he must feel. Like, yeah. He was absolutely a product of his environment. And then she was like, well, Sean, I don't know. I've never seen him get in trouble. And everyone's like, yeah, because, like, you're helping him. And because, like, he has a support system and is safe right. now. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just so clearly, like, I think if I watched this when I was 13, I'd be like, Sean's being a jerk. But now that I'm, like, an adult and I'm
I think you're supposed to feel bad for him. I think that's pretty readable. Right.
No, I agree. But then, like, fast forward, it bothered me that he had one minor inconvenience and blew up from it, and like.
But you know, sometimes that trauma comes up, Mama.
Trauma, Mama. I'll tell you. I don't know. It rhymed, so I had to
trauma
say it.
Trauma, Mama. He got Mama drama. Mama trauma.
True. They have earrings.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, girlfriend.
Oh my god, they're
hey, celebrity girlfriend.
Wait, that's.
If anyone wants to buy me.
Why are they only $5.50?
They're low in stock, so if act fast, hey. Please.
I blew on her.
So Sean is troubled, and everybody's taking tests, and they're all getting really upset about it. And finally, the return of our queen,
Liberty.
Her outfit. And Miss Kwan.
Wait, do you guys not like Miss Kwan?
I love Miss Kwan.
I don't mind her. I just think she's a really bad actor.
Yeah, but like her one-liners are hilarious.
I said she's a real one.
She is a real one, truly. Yeah. And
helping
so,
Spinner and getting pep talk. Yeah. It was sweet.
So Miss Kwan is back. Her husband is like going through chemo, and literally Terry is like,
immediately,
are you okay? Like, what's up with your husband? And like,
see, cancer is being nosy. It all makes sense. Wow. Oh my god, I remember one time, maybe I shouldn't tell this story. You don't have to pause it. It's about like kids saying things that are just so
the darndest.
Yeah. So like, flashback to 2012 or 2013.
Oh, great.
The Boston Marathon bombing had recently happened.
I have a shirt that says "Stay Strong, Boston."
I saw someone that you're wearing that shirt. Like,
I don't know why I have it
this week.
And so, my French teacher, her like husband was like there. And, like, he was fine, but, like, we had a moment of silence in French class, in, like, the whole school, and we were in French class, and my friend starts, like, laughing, because, like, of course, it's middle school, it's a moment of silence. I mean, honestly, I get it, like, I probably wouldn't do that now, but...
Kids are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, like, my professor is like, oh, you think that's funny? And then, like, it just, like, kept escalating, and he, like, kept just being an ass, and then, like, she literally left crying. And then the other teacher saw her in the bathroom, and then she came into the classroom and, like, gave us another, like, bitch down, and, like,
that's, it was, like,
that's a universal school.
When a teacher comes back and is like, you should all be ashamed.
Literally.
Like, pointing at you with a pen. I know. You should be ashamed of yourselves, and you're like,
you're not doing anything at all. Yeah, you're sobbing.
Yeah, the teacher's like, you need to quiet down when you don't, and the other teachers in the classroom next door come
She's
over.
She's like, guys!
They're like, you need to shut the fuck up.
The fear that that teacher could put in my eyes now. Oh my god, I was at 4th and State the other day, and my biology teacher from high school, who like ran the GSA and was like, I was emotionally attached to her because she ran the GSA, and I was like, you're cool, and I think you're fun. And
did you go to Catholic school?
I did until 4th grade, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I saw her in 4th and State, and I was like, I should not say hi to her, but if I did...
What is 4th and State?
It's just a brunch place, like, it's the name of a restaurant.
Is it in Grandview?
It's on 4th and State.
Oh.
I thought you were, like, 4th and State I'm happy, or something. I was like, oh, that's great.
I'm happy Miss Kwan's husband is alive.
Yeah, Miss Kwan's husband's alive, and we found out because Terry so rudely asked in front of the entire class.
Hey, Terry's like, I'm not afraid of death.
true. She's like, she's seen Deb.
Wait, oh. I've kissed the devil. Neither is Liz.
Okay, I'm also not a
I'm sorry.
So then they're in the media test, which I would fail. Also, what does that mean?
It's like on a computer. Do you guys remember computer class? Like,
yeah, technology.
Yeah, like you would.
You call the technology. Type. Ours was like.
Ours was computer. How to type, and they took it computer out of our curriculum in fourth grade because they were like, "You won't need to know how to type."
What?
I don't know, but we learned cursive. So.
I learned cursive and I learned how to type.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Material.
So I think it makes me bisexual.
You're done. You're done.
You're done.
Wait, can you talk about Liberty's outfit? Tell me about
it. It had a rainbow, did it not?
Rainbow color. Yes. And then she had it like tucked into her low rise jeans.
Yes.
I was like, this is so like, I want to dress like this. Mm-hmm. And, like,
she's not the bi one though.
Who's, wait, so no one in this show is LGBT?
No, there are multiple LGBT characters, just not right now.
And JD doesn't even end up
JT is not gay, no.
Toby
is not gay.
Anyone I know is gay. No.
No. Well, one of the characters that is on right now is bisexual.
I think it's Manny.
Oh, you're not spoiling?
No.
Oh, okay.
If we end up making it that far.
I think it's Manny. They haven't really fleshed out her character yet.
They have. That's, I can see that.
Anyway. So, yeah, they're taking a test on the computer, and Mr. Simpson's, like, pretty cool, right? Like, technology. Everyone put up a password.
I used to hate taking... I hated computer class.
We had to take, like, reading tests on the computer.
No, like, I remember, like, doing that. Like, putting in the password, like, was a very real thing. Like,
yeah. I took, like, my French class... I took French tests on the computer.
That felt so different than, like, now, like, taking college online. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, that doesn't feel as bad as, like, sitting really in front of, like, the thickest Dell in the world as you're like
slow
away.
Processing like crappy websites.
We had like typing tests and I used to be terrible at typing because I could not type without looking at it and I was just like I would like always fail and I was like crying.
Did you rocket math? Because I failed at that hard. I was like, and then, like held back for like the division section.
I was in division
another
club.
Question I wrote down, how does Spinner have so many piercings?
That's true. He does have so many
piercings. He gets a new one. I don't know what season it is, but he gets a tongue piercing.
I love that. That's funky. Mm-hmm. So everyone's taking tests and they're all really afraid because Sean doesn't finish his like media test or whatever. And so he's like, I failed it. I know
so then
I
he decides
it.
To beat up Drake.
I ran out of time. Yeah, he decides to beat up Drake. He like corners him in the hallway.
Oh, why was Drake being an asshole?
He was just like,
he looks
like he
was. Drake looks
like
so
that.
Funny. I was not expecting him to look that way. I was like, huh? He's like what?
Like 14.
Yeah, you that can is... like slowly see him turn into Drake as the show goes on.
Which is so
it's like Animorphs.
He had him be an asshole so far. Now he was.
I think he was just that. Being like, I don't know. He was
like
just
they were like, we're gonna write this just to push the plot along, even though it doesn't make sense for the character. We're still gonna.
No, because he has beef with Sean.
Yeah, but he used to be like really nice. Like Jimmy
like,
was a really
still
nice character.
Like I felt like it was forced.
Yeah.
Plot. Yeah. Well, so Jimmy, like, says one.
I literally thought that Sean was going to beat him, and that's why he was going to be in a wheelchair. I literally thought, I was like, why isn't he in the wheelchair yet? And then the fight started happening, and I was like, oh my god, this is it.
No.
So after the fight, though,
that's
I do not believe that
right
Sean made someone
dead. I thought he was going to be in a
beat. Yeah. So Sean goes to fight Jimmy and they run out of school, like off school grounds. So everyone's running into the alley and they're wearing like the biggest windbreakers you've ever seen in your life. And they start like shoving each other because it's fall, apparently.
It's fall and they're ending with exams.
I don't know. Maybe it's just like
mid.
Like a bad week.
Term?
The test week? I don't know. And so they're all.
Canada.
Like, Jimmy and Sean are fighting.
The description
and
said finals.
We all said. Was it finals?
Is it not falling?
Is it spring? It must be spring.
It just says media merge exam.
Oh, yeah.
But it has to be the end. Yeah, it could be spring. But, like, there was, like, definitely, like, leaves on the ground.
There was leaves.
Like, orange leaves.
There was leaves.
Let me go back and look at the...
They're on a budget.
Let me go look back at the mug. Let's see.
I saw leaf and windbreaker.
No, okay.
There was leaves.
But, like, look at the, like... There were leaves!
Like
girl!
What? Yeah, but you pulled the mug for
us. It's like, let's go back to the drawing board.
So Jimmy and Sean are, like, beating the crap out of each other, and it was actually kind of realistic. Like,
it was... They were actually making physical contact.
But he wasn't good enough to make me believe that he made someone deaf. from fighting.
No, oh, yeah. I believe it.
So maybe he wasn't mad enough. Story is that he made a kid deaf in 1 year, and like I really think the director there... just like hit set action and was like, kill each other. Oh.
But also like if you you. To make someone deaf, I feel like you have to, like, pierce really, their eardrum. Like, if you punch someone's ear, that's not going to fuck up their eardrum.
Is ear really hard?
There are other ways. My English teacher my freshman year of high school said that he is deaf and was deaf in one ear because he ran into a fence when he was playing, like, baseball. It was, like,
I'm sorry.
He just, like...
I didn't mean to laugh.
I don't know. That's, like, it's just a silly way, but it happens. Because if you, like, enough pressure here, will burst your eardrum. Like, go like that, and then you can hear it.
Make yourself deaf, and then you'll know.
So good.
Have you seen the thing where, you, like, if you grab your thumb like this, and then, like...
go, like... Yeah. I've heard that, but I'm afraid. Anyway.
Anyways.
The human body. So as...
Sean needs anger management.
Yeah. Sean and Jimmy are fighting, Emma steps in and is like, guys, wait.
Guys,
stop. And then Sean is like, get out of here, and shoves her. Like,
to the ground.
To the ground.
Literally.
Dead. Okay, but then the camera went all blurry. They, like, didn't
focus. Yeah, they put Vaseline on the lens.
I know! They really did! Or it looks kind of like they did it in post. They were like, it looked intentional. Here. No, it was definitely intentional. But it looked like they had filmed it in post.
But, like, why did they do it?
She literally was flying. She was flying.
She
got some
that
air.
That little shrub. And she, like...
She gets mad and doesn't want to talk to Sean anymore, which, like, good. No tolerance. Zero tolerance.
Yeah. Does she have a tattoo in her ear?
Mm-hmm.
No, I remember there was this dog that had, like, a tattoo on the...
Can you get...
They get spayed and then re-released.
They don't clip the ears. Like.
So I said, a male school nurse, question mark? That was a weird little moment.
Yeah, okay, so meanwhile, while everyone's freaking out about the test, Spinner is also freaking out about his English test and tries to, like, get sick by... like, licking the cup that Terry drank out
taking
of.
Taking the lid off.
The lid off.
It'd literally be like, if you were sick, I would drink out of Emily's straw. But instead, he takes the lid off and then licks the rim. No, he rubs his finger around the rim and then licks it.
You can't see his face.
Yeah, so then he gets sick and...
Goes to the nurse.
To the male nurse.
To the male nurse, which I've never had. I've never seen a male
school nurse. I've never had a male school nurse. I feel like that's like...
I've never had a male nurse, and I've never had a competent nurse.
No. My mom used to substitute for the nurse, and it was always fun when that happened, because then I could just, like, go hang out with my mom.
I used to have braces, like, in a widener, so I had to brush my teeth after every time I ate, which meant I had to go to the nurse office every single day, and that girl hated me, like, absolutely hated me. She, like, threw my toothbrush away. I was like, I need to brush my whitener.
You're a kid.
I was that
kid. I always kikied with the school nurses. Right. I love them.
No, our
school nurses,
yeah.
Like,
well, they give you a bag of ice for every...
The kinship that's...
paranoid about everything.
The kinship that school nurses have with the queer kids.
Literally, because, like, we're so damaged.
Yeah.
Like, no, mine, like, hated me. But I literally, like, because you thought everything was wrong with me all the time.
Oh, so, well, I was a hypochondriac. Act. I
yeah, so
still
I'm
am.
There all the time.
That's queer culture.
During, like, flu season, I remember my school used to make songs on the morning announcements. So I remember there was a song that the teachers did to Beyonce Single Ladies, but it was, like, for the OATs. So it was like, if these answers right, you better put a mark on it. If the answers right, you better put a mark on it. And today is the test. Gonna do my best, cause this is the OAT. Anyway, but the. I think it's on YouTube, but the nurse had a song. It was very camp. She was like, it was like a skit, and she was like listing off all the brands of hand sanitizer.
I love.
And her name was Bobby, and she was just this iconic big woman, and she was like Purell, Aqua Fresh. Like, it was, and I remember, like, we were so excited to watch them every morning.
Every morning.
Yeah, and it was like, it was so just like, it was so camp.
I want to be that.
Was it a new video every morning, or would they play the same video for, like, a week?
They play the same videos pretty frequently. There was a Barbie World one, stop motion ones. There was a one about, like, someone tried to throw away, like, a crumpled ball of paper into the trash can, but then it, like, stop motion, like, comes out, and then, like,
it
was like, recycle. I made one, because I was in, like, the, like, morning announcements, like, club.
We didn't have that.
Oh, you didn't? Mm-mm. It was so fun. They have it on Degrassi. They have morning announcements.
We just had our, like, our class president and our class vice president, which actually was really cute because, like, he was on the football team and she was a cheerleader and they dated, like, all through high school and were, like, so sweet. Aww. And, like, they were, like,
Are they dating now?
But they were, like, that's so awkward. I would have hated them.
I know.
I would have hated them if they weren't, like, the nicest people. Like, genuinely the nicest people.
Are you okay?
I would have hated them if they weren't so sweet. You okay, baby?
Sorry, I'm talking to the doggy.
She knocks her head on the table literally all the time. Like, she's the clumsiest dog.
Get Winnie a helmet. Jesus.
But,
where were we?
I don't know.
Spinner was licking a cup.
Yes, and then goes to the nurse.
And then goes to the nurse, and the male nurse is like,
You're burning up. Or no, he was like, you ran around to like...
Bring your temperature up.
Bring your temperature up.
And then Spinner was like, no, take it again. And
the
like,
space age thermometer is not working.
Yeah, no, he whipped the thing out.
He whips out the rectal thermometer.
Dipped it in Vaseline. And he's like, I don't want that gunk in my mouth. And then he was like, it's not going in your mouth. And then he like runs out.
That nurse would have been reported.
Well, he was so funny. He was like, got it.
He's like,
yeah, knew that works every time. I've never even had to use that.
I hope
I literally had to move my bangs at the doctor so they could take my temperature. I'm like,
so then
are we done?
So Spinner isn't sick and he goes back to take the test and Miss Kwan is like, girl, you've got this, like, just chill.
Just take your Ritalin, girl. And he was like, yes ma'am. And then
people with ADD just need to focus.
Yeah.
And then they'll ace their tests.
People with anxiety should just stop, like, worrying.
They should just calm down.
Solves all the problems.
Literally.
Just people, take the riddle.
People with depression should just, like, think on the bright side.
Oh. Thank you.
Is it a toilet?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a poussette. Poussette.
You can, like, harmonize with it.
Oh.
Anyway. Wait, that was kind of beautiful.
Let's end there.
We have to do the rankings.
There's something
else. Oh, okay.
Okay, and then just Spinner, the episode ends with, it turns out...
Emily's over me.
Emily will always, like, it'll be, like, fine, and then suddenly Emily's like, can we stop? Literally, when we filmed the last one, you were like, I'm kind of over it.
We were talking for so long.
We were drunk and we couldn't stay on topic.
We'll wrap it up real quick.
We still can't stay on topic.
The episode ends with Sean finding out that he actually did better on the test than he thought. He didn't actually fail it. And then so he was like, oh, well, then I was mad for nothing. And then, like, thinks that everything's cool, but Emma's still mad at him.
Because she fully got flung.
Yeah, she got her shit rocked by her.
Not in a good way.
Wearing a jean jacket, which, like, yeah. And then...
A Canadian tuxedo.
And then Spinner actually does get sick after he like, does a good job.
I love Spinner.
He sneezed into his hands, which I thought was a very in-character thing of him to do.
Mm. Am I not supposed to like Spinner? Because he's, like, my favorite character.
No, he's so funny.
No, he's good. He gets bad in a little bit, and then he gets back.
Isn't he one of the lunch ladies?
Yeah.
What did he do to do that?
He put bugs in the food.
Okay. Some facts. So every episode is named after a song, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah, I can.
So the Cabaret one was named after Cabaret by Liza Minnelli. And then also by the 1972 film of the same title.
Which I'm obsessed with.
Yeah, AKA the show that I'm doing props for this summer. And Under Pressure. Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. And Under Pressure was named after Under Pressure by Queen featuring David Bowie. So, the song that immediately everyone starts singing.
Life is a cabaret, old chum.
Come to
Katie, are you listening? Please cast in Sally Bowles. No, I'm kidding. Wait, what are the rankings?
The rankings? Oh, yeah, we have to... No.
Equity points.
The rankings, so we rank it out of an arbitrary ass fucking anything. So, the first one, out of, like...
Frosted sunglasses.
Yeah, out of, like, 23 blue fluorescent sunglasses, what would you give it?
The first 23? Episode?
Yeah.
I'd give it like 3 girls and a piano.
Can we make it to 10? I'm like, I like
it's that's okay. We can do 10.
Out of 10 blue frosted sunglasses, I would give the first episode like a 7.
Mm. Oh. I'd give it like a 5.
I'm gonna say 5.5, 6.
Oh, I thought I was gonna say rude.
6.
Damn.
Yeah. No. Okay. Good. Under pressure.
Under pressure.
I liked under pressure more.
That out of.
I give like out the an angst. Eight.
Out
I
of
the angst of under pressure.
Spinner licked rimmed cups.
Oh.
I'd give it an 8.
I'd give it 10. An 8. Spencer licked rimmed.
Really? Cups. I'd give it 7.
Yeah, I was 6, 7. 7 or maybe 6 even.
I don't know. I like the bad boy.
Well.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7.
Well, that's all we have. Jack, do you want to tell the people your stuff or do you not care?
No, I don't care.
Okay. Don't follow me. Don't find me.
Don't follow me. You'll be tagged.
Yeah, you can tag me.
I thought we brought Jack in to do stuff with tarot.
Oh, yeah. We were going to do a tarot reading.
Oh, I didn't bring the tarot cards. Oh, my God.
Well, one, Jack didn't bring the tarot cards, and then he's also going out. So
I'm also not that good at them.
I guess it's Thursday.
I'm going out.
But, yeah.
I have an exam tomorrow, and this test episode gave me anxiety, but it's fine. It's about Mesopotamia. I'm fine.
Well.
Is it really?
Yes. Follow us.
It's my Mesopotamia final.
Have to learn about
something.
No. Nope.
Follow us on at Degrassi's newest students. The next episode is the last episode of season 1. And then we're gonna do season 2 predictions. So
we have one more
listen to that. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.